Hi everybody, just a quick apology about the episode you're about to hear. Our microphone stopped working as we were recording it, so it ended up using the computer audio, but we read the whole entire book and didn't notice, so Chester did not want to re-record it, so just excuse the bad audio on this episode, but we hope you still enjoy it. Thanks.
Hi everybody and welcome back to Chester's Book Club starring Chester and Mummy.
No.
No.
Mummy and the baby dragon, Snuggly.
Baby dragon, Snuggly. Well, I think I might know why you are being a baby dragon today. What's the name of the book we're reading?
No One Likes Bart.
No, that's not the book we're reading today. We are reading 10 Minutes to Bed Little Dragon because Tulip would like us to read this. And we thought we'd actually already read it, but we had read 10 Minutes to Bed Little Dinosaur. So this is a slightly different one, but it looks similar, doesn't it? And it's also by Rhiannon Fielding and Chris Chatterton. So, welcome, little dragon. You must be in this book. I don't think little dragon can speak English. Okay. Above a black mountain that towers so high, bright jets of flame burst and light up the sky. 10 minutes to bed, the air hums with a sound, and the soft thud of beating wings echoes around. Everywhere, dragons, look out below! They zoom through the sky in a fiery red glow. It's 9 minutes to bedtime and no one flies quicker than one little mischievous dragon called Flicker. Speeding along, Flicker soared and he swooped and he flew through the sky in a huge loop-de-loop. I'll race you, he called to his big sister Flash. 8 minutes to bed, so you'd better not crash. The other young dragons were all well behaved. 7 minutes they flew home to nest in their cave. But in all the commotion, not one of them spied an egg rolling fast down the steep mountain side. Flicker and Flash were not ready for bed. A little bit further, 6 minutes, they said. Doubting and diving, they laughed as they flew, two streaks of colour that burst through the blue. In the distance, a rainbow shone bright in the sky. A unicorn
red and orange and yellow and green, blue and purple and pink.
I think little dragon was saying the colours in the order of the rainbow that's on the page. Anyway, in the distance a rainbow shone bright in the sky. A unicorn wish whispered Flash with a sigh. 5 minutes to bed, we should turn back around. But her brother had seen something down on the ground. With a whoosh, Flicker landed, his small wings spread wide. Flash followed him, tiptoeing close by his side. On the ground lay an egg that shone purple and black, and as Flicker watched, it started to crack. Sniffing it gently, he nudged with his nose. The lost egg rolled forward and stopped by his toes. 4 minutes, said Flash. Can you carry it, Flicker? He smiled. There's no other dragon who's quicker. He picked up the egg and then, taking great care, Flicker launched himself upwards back into the air. 3 minutes to bed, the sky had grown dark, but Flash lit their way with a shower of spark. I think that's the brother, or is that the little dragon, and lighting up the sky with the breathing out fire. Soon flying swiftly...
No, that's the sister.
Oh, that's the sister. And they look identical. But anyway, soon flying swiftly, the two dragons saw the distant black mountain and far-off seashore. 2 minutes to bed, said a bird as it passed. You're nearly back home, but the egg's hatching fast. They settled the egg on a small pile of leaves where a big mummy dragon looked very relieved. Crack! First a wing, then a tail, then a horn. The new baby dragon emerged with a yawn. Flicker and Flash crept back home to their nest. 1 minute to bed, and at last time to rest. They stretched out their wings and they snuggled up tight, and soon they were soaring through soft starlit night. The end.
And there's a map on the side of the book on the back.
There is. The Land of Nod is what it's called, and it's got a map pointing things out. There's a snowy village, a creepy castle, Glitter Bay, a gloomy den, Enchanted Valley, the Black Mountain, the Ancient Forest, the Emerald Glen. So wait, where are the dinosaurs? Oh, there's a dinosaur, and there's the dragons, and I see some unicorns. So maybe there's a book about unicorns, 10 Minutes to Bed Unicorns, do you think? Are there any other creatures?
And a mermaid.
There too.
A mermaid there. And there's a dragon there.
Yeah.
And then right there.
And there's I think there might be some other ones.
And that one. That there.
Like a sea monster. We might have to look up if there are some other ones. Well, Tulip, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for the recommendation. We might actually look up if there are any more 10-minute to bed books. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a book you would like us to read, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. And we'll see you next time. Bye.